is a call to come and see what is happening here. This is more than a fantasy tale about a jolly old elf and reindeers that can fly. This is the greatest story ever told, unfolding before your very eyes. God Himself has entered space and time. He has come to dwell with men. The divine struggle for human salvation has now entered its final stage. Behold the Lamb of God. This is a call to come and see who He is. He is the one foretold by the prophets of old, the long-awaited Messiah, the anointed one of the Most High God. He is the root of Jesse, the suffering servant, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He is the one from whom men turn their faces. For He is despised and rejected of men. Behold the Lamb of God. And this is a call to come and see who He is for you. Look closely. He is your Lamb. If only you would have it so. For all that He did, from His birth in a stable to His death on the cross, He did for you to take away your sins. Behold the Lamb of God. And I must tell you that not only is this a call to come and see, but this is also a call to come and receive. The word behold is in the imperative. It's a call to action. It demands a response. Do not hesitate. Do not delay. Do not miss your opportunity. When He passes your way and calls your name. For whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Dr. Clovis Chapel tells how years ago I walked away from a service with a schoolmate. The tides of the Spirit had run high in that service, and my friend had been greatly moved. I came very near going forward tonight, he said to me with desperate earnestness. Again, as we came to where our roads parted, he said wistfully, I came very close to dedicating my life to God tonight. But he failed, said Chapel. And by, a destroying habit laid hold on him and squeezed the fine juices from his life and flung him away. But I can never forget that he almost became a Christian. Behold the Lamb of God. Your Lamb, who even now stands at the door of your heart. And in the words of that song, the Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to Him? Time after time, He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in. Behold, the Lamb of God. Come and see. Come and receive. Let us prepare our hearts now for the serving of the Lord's Supper.